You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
All right, 8:07 in the morning. We're on the third hour of a Garlic Friday here at Wake Up Tucson.
This building smells fantastic.
It does. We've had garlic. CJ, our good friend CJ Ham, made us an amazing four-part dinner of garlic products and product-related services as garlic-related services, as Hank Hill would say.
I love how all this food goes well with the no food and drink signs. Can you sign one of those and let me take it home?
He is not wrong.
I love it. It's always in the back of the pictures. Like there's like,
yeah.
It really hit me one day. Almanza's here, right, from Taco Rustico, and he brought the giant platter, right, and he's got taking a picture of it, and it has right over his shoulder, no food and drink in studio, other than water.
You can't even have coffee in there.
Good stuff here, my friend. Good stuff. We were just talking about the devastation of that storm on Sunday.
Yeah.
You were driving through the acres. You had to get your car maintained at the auto mall.
Correct.
And
it took longer than I thought, so I hopped in an Uber, and I was like, well, where can I go get breakfast? It was early in the morning, you know, and went to right there, Fairview and Prince, to a place called Cappy's. Actually, really good little diner. I never ate there, I don't think. And, man, it was just, like, we had to take detours, dodging trees. It was crazy. Got to shop from the AutoZone shelves from the outside of the store.
AutoZone, shop al fresco. All the Fenty heads are running and taking, like Jawas. They just run out of the...
Jawas? That's actually perfect.
That scene... And there's a scene in The Mandalorian, like first season, and he's on some planet, right? And what happens is he leaves his ship by itself while he's doing off something, and it's just getting totally torn apart by the Jawas.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's like leaving your car too long at Prince and Fairview.
Yeah.
Eventually, they'll come
bring my car. I got dropped off.
Now, one of the questions I had is all the trees that were knocked down by... Does that come off the million trees count or what? I just want to make sure.
That's a direct subtraction.
Now, remember there's under-treed areas because trees are racist, right, according to the mayor.
Yeah, most of them.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, that came out of the Pliskin Acres area. Just thinking, is it even worse now because it's the Acres? Right? I don't know. So anyway.
Well, the thing is you can't lose too many trees in the acres because the Jawas need shade.
Well, this is one of the things with the Jawas, right? So it's the...
I'm calling him that forever now.
Houtini! It's that shopping center on the northeast corner of Alvernon and Pima, right across from Frank Francisco's, right?
Okay.
And that guy cut down all of his trees.
Oh,
smart!
Because he didn't want the Jawas, you know, sleeping on in his parking lot.
Yeah.
And somehow there was like the city had a problem. Someone had a problem with it. I think it's that shopping center because they're like, "What are you doing? We can't cut down all those trees." Sure, I can.
Then do something about the problem.
So. Anyway, and a friend of mine who works in construction and building said that storm just showed you how many old crappy buildings make up the city of Tucson's core.
Man,
he's like old. He goes, it wasn't just leaks; like whole roofs were gone. The whole wall fell off of AutoZone.
Front wall.
It's like I feel like I'm in that same thing that the guy in the backwards Seinfeld when he talks about the plague in India. They still have the plague. They have the plague. I feel like we have walls falling off of whole buildings. Get the hell out of here. Let's go to Brushfire Sean. He's got a Triangle T Ranch story. Sean, good morning. You're on with CJ and myself.
Hey Eli, what's going on? Hey guys, how's it going? Happy Friday. Yeah, I used to own the across the street. Well, up the road. And across the street, I own that rock pit out there at Anaconda, or what you would call Johnson Camp Mine.
Okay.
And one afternoon, me and my cab mechanic.
We lost Sean.
Was he on Microsoft?
Well, again, like I texted Matt and Greg this morning. Now I just want to make sure, should I come in today?
Do we have to work?
Microsoft went down, and more importantly, it rained. Yeah. So you just never know what the rain does to
rained
our
pretty
radio.
Good yesterday.
So in the OV, it looked like it was just going to curve around the mountains and like not hit us, but then it
really is just stunning. It's absolutely, I mean, people that are driving out there and want to go to the thing,
yep,
forsake the thing and go to the rock.
Yeah, I love that area out there, Sean. It's and again, like you can do the Wilcox thing if you want to go to the orchard, and I don't know if they're still doing those big apple pies because that was always a good thing.
Oh, with the fresh ice cream.
Yeah.
Fresh ice cream. Oh, CJ, just because you're here, I can top everyone we ever did on the Circle K that needs a fence.
Okay.
Chris kind of knows I'm in the barrio, and I call it the hood.
Yeah.
But I stopped. I have to run parks sometimes, and I ended up at the, I needed some refreshment, you know, it's hot. I stopped at the Circle K at Benson Highway and Keno.
Oh, that's a great one. Yeah.
Oh, there's a dude that looks like the crazy guy that had the tea party in Con Air. The really nutty guy.
Buscemi.
Buscemi, yeah. Well, I don't even know Cobbler. How would I know Buscemi, right? There's this dude standing there, just standing at the door, and he's got those eyes that you look in his eyes and you go, oh, my God, this guy's flat, whack, nuts. And he stands there and he holds the door, and it feels like you're, you know, it feels like you're in The Shining.
Oh, I believe that.
Shemmy look in his eyes. Oh, my God. And I asked the girl, I go, is this normal? And she's like, he's here all day. I go, that's not normal.
What if he started singing? He's got the whole world in his hands.
God dang.
I think that right now is going to be the top. In the barrio down here.
Nah, like dude. Grant Oracle cannot be beat ever. I'm sorry. It's a juggernaut of trash. I mean, I've been to Benson Highway and Keno before, and it's bad. I'm not knocking it at all. But
can we put Benson Highway and Keno on the up and coming list?
Yeah,
Rookie of the Year. So no, you know, our Halloween show is coming up in about 3 months.
Oh no!
And so let's. I mean, Cobal Escalante was Rookie of the Year this past year.
Yeah, I mean they're starting All Star this year. So.
They're the Shohei Ohtani of...
Not got any better, believe me.
Well, Sean... what are you going to say, Sean?
I was just going to say the poor guy behind there that owns overhead... It's overhead door system right behind there. They used to be down here at Country Club and Drexel, and they moved their operation up there behind that Circle K, kind of kitty corner southeast of there. And they've got... Chris, this is a welder's dream come true. They've got the coolest fence in the world. But to get in there, you have to call them. You know, I go in there to get some stuff there for here, and I'm like sitting out there in my truck, and I'm like, there's no keypad or no, there's no button to push. You have to call them, and they look out the window, and they say, what are you driving? I go, I'm in a red SUV. Oh, okay. And then they press the button, and they say, would you wait right there at the gate so we can close it? It's like going to the airport, you know? It's like, wait so the shopping carts don't come in and the bicycles. And
it's the prison vestibules.
It's so bad up there.
The best part is that guy thought, I'm going to move from Country Club in Drexel to where it's safer.
There's probably half the price if you're near Circle K.
All right, Shawnee.
I hope everybody in Tucson has a great weekend. And you know what? Hydrate, guys. And be nice to other people. It's not that hard.
I mean, one or the other.
All right, my friend. Have a good weekend.
Over your place when the girlfriend comes in. Hey, have a great weekend. CJ, I'll be over your place. I'll bring my girlfriend over and meet you.
Awesome, brother. Look forward to it.
All right, keep the faith, man.
Later, buddy.
I love both the restaurants.
Thank you, sir.
790-2040. We're just free-forming the whole rest of the show. Don't expect any excellence between now and Jump In Tucson.
Or ever.
You're too busy watching what you're doing to hear what you're saying.
Why are you playing Maya Rudolph?
Larson, this is Bruce. Larson Baker cut the trees down in Alvernon Pima, we cut all our trees down at one of our industrial parks on West Grand and River just to chase away the Jawas.
they really do have the same temperament as the Jawas. It's wonderful.
I love it. All right, CJ Hamm, Christy Simone, and you. Dr. Ackerley's coming up at Jumpin' Tucson. I know he's going to be talking to Sheriff Mark Lamb at 9:07. So you're on Wake Up Tucson. We're doing the tunes of 1964. Here's a little girl from Ipanema. Can't beat this one. Wake up. All right. Welcome back to the Wake Up Tucson show. CJ Hamm, Christy Simone, and you. We're having some fun here. A couple of people are texting me about their voting. Because you do have to get in your, I think your early ballot by July 26th to count, you know, even though it's not July. August 30th.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Pima they said County. To mail if you are putting it in the mail, they said the 23rd is the day you got to mail it.
Oh, 23rd. Okay. Thank you, sir. A couple of people just asked me where to find my guidance to your primary ballot, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. Go to DeSimoneHQ.com, and then you want to go to the blog page, and you'll see a picture of Homer Simpson trying to think on who he's going to vote for, and that's where I'm at.
That's apropos.
Absolutely. So we can't take this crap too seriously, as we like to say. Let's go to the phones.
Uh-oh. Who do you think you are?
Dun, dun, dun!
I am Captain Chaos.
He's been, of course, promoted to Major Mayhem. But Sean McCluskey calling from the City of Sin, Las Vegas. What's up, buddy?
What's happening, gentlemen?
Hello there.
What's shaking?
We're having a blast. It's well, you know, I didn't think we can get any hotter than Tucson, but we're definitely hotter here. And Biden came in the other day, which...
Did you give Joe Biden COVID? Was that you?
somebody here did. It wasn't me.
That's right. You're not vaccinated.
It's definitely kind of... Yeah, exactly. Not 9 times like he is. You know? come on. The meme that's out there that's the funny one that says, if I vaccinated my dog against rabies 5 times and my dog still got rabies, I'd be pissed at my vet.
So you're there doing the working vacation. You're doing a real estate conference and having fun with the wife and kids, right?
Yes, sir. Sorry. There is a ton of construction in Vegas right now, and I'm walking by some of it. So if you can hear that, I apologize.
Well, we like construction. We don't see any of it around here, so why don't you go for it?
Here they got it going everywhere. They got a bunch of F1 money, and they're doing a bunch of projects. And there's stuff going up everywhere. But, yeah, we've been doing the – I go to a conference from 9 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon, and then we do the family fun stuff. We've been to the Illusions Museum. We did the New York roller coaster. Tonight we're going to the Disney Illusions, which is like a 3-hour immersive – and it's everything Disney, and you know that I'm the Disney dad that takes the kids every time, so why not go?
CJ used to go to a club called Illusions in the college days, so.
That was a little different back then.
my Vegas trip sounded a lot different, too.
Well, CJ, being a seasoned veteran, this is certainly a different trip than you.
Okay,
come to work in the morning and then go play in the afternoon. You can't play as hard as you used to play.
Sean, give me an important nugget of knowledge that you learned at your real estate conference.
Oh, let's see. Everybody is afraid of talking to people. Nobody likes to dial their database for business, and nobody. This one comes from both Ron Arenas and the conference that I'm here for. Your networking is tied directly to your net worth.
Yep.
So if you're not networking, you're not making any damn money. If you're not dialing your database, you're not making any money. And especially in real estate, we need to be always continuing to get sales and listings and those sort of things. So that's what this is all about.
Tell me about keep going. I apologize.
I was going to say, the last time I went to this conference was about 5 years ago. And when we came back, my company made 30% more money the following year. So the information that I get is, if I put it to use and I do what I'm told, it works.
Well, that's awesome. Well, it also kind of reinforces stuff. That a lot of stuff you already knew, you just need to be reminded of it sometimes. So,
exactly. The old dog needs to get the trick taught to him again.
Anyone there talking about interest rates on what they think as we're moving into this presidential election? What are they talking about interest rates?
So it's funny because obviously I'm sitting in a room with 4,000 other people. And in this room, not one person gives a damn about interest rates. And the reason why they don't give a damn about interest rates is because they're irrelevant. You can buy your rate down to make your rate and your payment affordable. And we've been doing that for the last 18 months as it's been, because the rates have been in the 7.25. So again, nobody's talking about the rate. We don't care. We anticipate 3 rate cuts before the end of the year. But if they don't come, again, and nobody in this room cares.
Okay. So basically in the end, because you guys are all full-time career real estate professionals and not part-timers just trying to take advantage of the trends.
I do pretty well for myself. There are people in this room that sell. There's a 25-year-old girl that got up on stage yesterday. She's on pace to sell 90 houses this year.
Wow.
At 25 years old. Another kid out of Oklahoma selling, he's at number 60 right now. His current gross income for the year, $635,000 at 25 years old. There's people in this room that have sold 400 houses this year.
That's a lot of trips to the Illusions Club.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't ever want to sell 400 houses, but I mean, it'd be nice to sell 50.
Yep. I love it. Is this today the last day of the trip?
Today is the last day. We come back tomorrow morning bright and early.
No stupid Microsoft airport things bothering your flight coming back?
Funny about that, Southwest Airlines, direct from Tucson, it was $59 a person, like round trip. It was the cheapest flight I've taken in probably 10 years.
Nice. Any illegal aliens Southwest. on your plane?
No aliens. Nobody in the fast pass lane that goes. If you don't have a passport, you don't have an ID, get in this lane. There was nobody in that lane.
Any Jawas?
Yeah.
Lots of Jawas. All right, my friend. Stay safe. Safe travels back. I'm glad you're having a good time and learning lots.
Thanks, guys. Have a great one. Talk to you soon.
Sean McCluskey, Rincon Ventures, RVRTO.com. We come back. I found some articles about flavor trends in restaurants, and now that we're halfway through the year, I want to see how they're playing out. CJ nice. Ham and me, and this annoying damn song. Wake up. I'm telling you, man, 64 had some good stuff in it, man.
And it had Surfing Bird. I can't ever stop thinking about Peter Griffin
yes,
dancing.
It's true. Peter Griffin brought that back.
Yeah, oh, for sure. With a vengeance.
This is when he's fighting the chicken?
No. He might have fought the chicken in that one. I don't know. But he was just making everybody mad because he found that old record. And then every time he said, have you heard?
So at the beginning of every year, you always have that article or at the end of the previous year, the trends right. that are coming yeah. up. Right. And you and I have talked about some of these different aspects of
for
restaurant,
sure.
like, what are the obvious signs that this restaurant sucks? Right.
Right.
We've done that. Or they're about to close.
Right. Yeah. I've seen that too many times.
And of course, if you're new to the show, we're the ones, if you see any sort of obvious comedic dislike towards shrimp rings, it started right here on Wake Up Tucson with CJ and I.
Indeed, indeed.
Which was the infamous Super Bowl show of what do you bring as a potluck to a Super Bowl party that shows you really don't care.
Yeah. And we had quite a few gems, but none have lived on forever as much as the shrimp ring.
So let's do it. I found a couple of different articles on the interwebs about trends on restaurants, but also like flavors.
Okay.
And see how let's see how it's all playing.
So this is the one that was like written in, say, end of 2023
yeah.
for this year. And
correct.
We're trying to see where they're at now.
Okay. You are correct.
Gotcha.
So they're talking about one is, this is like in restaurants, is retro revival. The 90s are making a comeback. Think comfort foods layered in new age ingredients and techniques.
That's a very ambiguous statement.
All right, let's move to the next one. Functional beverages.
They're talking about like maybe like probiotic type situations.
Yes,
kombuchas. Yeah.
It says kombucha in it.
I mean, it's definitely a thing. I wouldn't say this year was the biggest push. I would say probably, God, kombucha really, I think, hit its major stride probably right in 2019-ish, somewhere around there. When it was
so the they have like selling turmeric lattes.
Yeah, I have seen a bit of more of that for sure. Not necessarily turmeric lattes, but
right.
more, you know, superfoods and things added to it. I mean, even Starbucks had some weird commercial for something.
Like so how about they're talking about vegan, the vegan movement. Is vegan, has it hit its peak? The vegan thing?
I don't think so. I think more people are still moving into that realm, and I think you're starting to see, you know, people that actually can do it well. Because, you know, there's people, you know, there's people who can do vegetarian, and there's people who do vegetarian well. Same thing with vegan. I think you're starting to see the people that can do it well are really getting thrust more in the spotlight for being able to do that. So I think it's still on the uphill tick. Might be plateauing soon, but...
So my thing is, in relation to vegetarian, is I love the idea of kind of you serve it, you you know, and you're seasoning it and doing however you do it. Like, again, right. whether you like Wendy at Tumerico or not, I think she's the most aggressive, fun vegetarian seasoner out there. Like, she's yeah. trying to...
Here in Tucson.
Yeah, trying to amp it up.
For sure.
It's probably the most amped up, try to kind of vegan vegetarian.
I'd agree with that.
You know?
I mean, there might be a dish here or there that are up there with it, but as overall statement, I'd
say... Yeah, whatever I've had with Wendy, it's always been... I've never said, well, that's just crap, or, right. you know, I mean, it's yeah. always been pretty respectable at minimum. We always like to think, stop making the vegetable look like meat.
I never understood that anyway. I mean, I really don't. You know, the veggie burger I get, but beyond that, it's like, if you like vegetables and you don't like meat, then why are we doing this?
Right. Or just like, you know, when they have these disgusting products in the freezer aisle of the store, which they press the vegetable in the shape of a chicken drumstick.
Yeah, no, why? That makes no sense. Like, they do the weird tricks where they do, like, a beet steak and it looks like it's bleeding. It's like...
Oh, that's right.
But if you're a vegan, you wouldn't want to see that. So I don't understand. Like, don't you... They're good. There's great vegetables out there. You don't need to transform it to be something else that right. they don't want to eat anyway.
Right. Food truck trends will revolve towards fusions and unique presentations.
I feel like that's always been the case with food trucks, you know?
I feel like we're just going to try
Fusion
to mix
especially.
It. So the story came out that Empire Pizza is doing an Indian food truck with somebody else. Indian right. Indian
and
pizza
twist.
Truck or Indian twist? Tandoor?
Maybe. One of those. I don't remember which one it was. But
and yeah. I was kind of going, I feel like... We're just checking off box. We looked at the boxes that have already been checked, and what's the two boxes we haven't put together?
But Vero Mori had done that with an Indian restaurant some years back. The gentleman that passed, I forgot his name. I apologize, but it actually has been done. It's been done here.
Oh,
yeah. To a lot of fanfare. So I'm not saying it's a bad idea.
I think I had a discussion a couple of weeks ago. What food truck concept is missing out there? Or what restaurant concept's missing in Tucson? Well, we know one.
Yeah. So with the food trucks, I really can't keep up with them because right. it seems like it's so transient in nature. Like, I'll hear of a truck and I'm like, wow, that sounds awesome. And then I can't find them like a week later when I go get them, right? So as far as that goes, I don't know. I do like the idea of fusion on food trucks because it's less... you know, formal of a situation. You have more, you know, flex with menus and orderings. Cause you're
so
not
what's, so what's a fusion idea that works for you right now?
I mean, I've always been a huge fan of Korean and Mexican together. I just think that they meld well together. It's not a new thing, but it's one that's one of my favorites.
I mean, there's cool fusion items we know out there. Like, of course, you know, Matt and Devin are doing the pizza with... Juan's
Bidia, yeah.
Bidia, you know what I mean? So
I mean, so Italian and Mexican or Italian and Southwestern has always been a favorite of mine because I am Italian and I've grew up in Tucson, right? So it's always been, in fact, I even had I was in business school in college when I was fresh out of high school and had a project due and it was, you know, do your business plan and all this and that, do a presentation, I think it was in. And mine was a Mexican-Italian fusion called Caldo.
Yeah.
And so, like, you know what I mean? That's always one. It's one been one of my favorites. But with food trucks, for me, it's got to be something kitschy, right? There's enough taco trucks. There's enough Sonoran hot dogs. There's enough pizza. There's enough burgers.
So my big thing has always been I am missing a my two concepts that I would do is paninis.
Yeah.
Right? Easy.
Yeah, and popular.
Right, and then vertical spits.
Yeah, like just...
Gyro, pastor, shawarma.
Smart, so smart. And you just get that... Yeah, I love that.
If I get it past Pima County Health Department.
Well, good luck. I mean, I didn't say that.
Are they still making the charros go through the... I heard they're busting their hump about the carne seca cages, finally.
I'd imagine, and it's like...
We've only been doing it for 100 years, yeah. So...
And they're not consistent, so you never know. You know, one day it'll be a problem with one person, the next day it won't be. I mean, it's a little bit crazy.
I want to have Kent and Barbie from the sausage shop tell Pima County Health Department stories would be...
Oh, God. I just want to hear Kent's rant about anything.
I think he's the nice one in the situation right now.
Yeah, but I think it's the delivery that I'm talking about, right? His seems more calm, which in turn kind of seems more venomous to me, where Barbie's just kind of animated. Barbie's more animated about it, and you know.
Kent just walk up to silent and venomous. Tia Gloria is calling for a Spanish food truck.
Oh, we do need some more Spanish food. I mean, there's, you know, kind of a...
What was the place downtown?
Casa Vicente.
It was okay.
It was okay. You know, I had great meals there, and I had not so great meals there. There is kind of a vacuum for Spanish food. Portuguese food is another thing we don't see a lot of. I love Portuguese food.
We need more salted cod dishes.
We need some meat and threes, like in the Southeast America.
The with Spanish, I mean, we do the paella truck. That'd be easy.
I wouldn't know how to pull that off on a truck.
You just make a giant thing of paella every morning, and if you sell out, you sell out.
You scrape the sack out of a little bit on each.
That's it.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'd eat it.
Yep. Just saying.
For sure.
One of the other food things it says was supposedly about spicy condiments. Right, sriracha, chili oil, hot sauce, scorching ingredients, hot ramen, African inspired chili oils. Oh yeah, and then of course there's pepper laced beverages, which I don't get
spicy beverages at all.
Yes,
but I mean,
I don't want habanero coffee.
My whole life has been that, so I mean, I'm not seeing an increase or decrease really, because you know, I have hot food on my menus. I have a whole cabinet of hot sauces. We have salt, pepper, and chiltepines on the table at the house. You know what I mean? So,
as I keep telling people, if you haven't done it, and some of you old fuddy-duddies spiritually, don't dig me, Japanese mayo.
Kewpie.
It's the winner. It's the scary logo of that Kewpie baby.
Yeah.
But it's egg yolks.
Dude, I love just walking around, you know, little Asian stores if I'm in a different neighborhood. I mean, obviously, Lili's is great. But, like, there's so many little ones that you wouldn't even know until you go in and check it out. And they just have cool stuff.
You know, I haven't used them yet. I'm going to use them something tonight. I was at Lili's. I was picking up banh mi yesterday at Bondicted.
Lucky.
And then I went to Lili's while they were making my sandwiches. And they had a big thing of Persian limes.
Yeah.
And they just were beautifully huge. Skins were beautiful. They just felt like...
Were they elongated ones or the perfectly round ones?
Not as long.
Ones?
Okay. More, not perfectly round. A little more oval.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
But they just... It was... Because most of these limes that... If you go to Fry's, they're literally like barbecue, green barbecue briquettes, they feel like.
Yeah. There's no juice. luckily, I got a lime tree that's pretty prolific, so...
You know, and then you, of course, when you try to squeeze it, it's like doing an exercise ball after you had hand surgery, right?
As long as it's a real lime and not a key lime, because if a key lime's dried out, you're done, bro. I mean, there's nothing. But the real ones, if you just toss them in the microwave for about 5 seconds, you'll get a little bit more juice out of them. But yeah, I just prefer a nice, ripe, beautiful lime.
So. These things, it was $3 for $1.
Yeah, I mean, they're cheap, too.
But of course, at Fry's, one of their little crappy ones is about 80 cents. So this was like,
dude, and it's like lime jerky.
It's like lime jerky.
you cut it. If you cut it right down the middle, like it's just all the white stuff and none of the meat. It's
you guys asked for extra pith. We got extra pith. So hold on, Mr. Kroger's here.
Fake news.
No, calm yourself, big guy. All right, let's let's go visit some great sponsors. Jump in Tucson's coming up at the top of the hour. He's got, I know Ed's starting off with Sheriff Mark Lamb, who's running for Senate and I pray wins the primary against a unstable and immature Carrie Lake. All right, let's go to break. You're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 of the Voice, local news and talk. We'll have one more segment of me and Mr. Ham riffing on the food, as we like to say. Here we go, a little Roger Miller from 64, Dang Me. All right, you're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 of the Voice, local news and talk. Christopher D. Simone, CJ Ham, and Matthew D. Neely, Esquire. Yeah. Dr. Ackerley has Mark Lamb coming up in the next opening moments of the old Jump in Tucson. You're on Jump on Tucson here with Christy Simone.
Jump on Tucson.
Ed came up with that one. I thought that was pretty
great.
Good. Let's see what we got here. We're doing food trends. MSG momentum. More places using MSG. Does that sound right?
Yeah, it does sound right.
So in the old days, monosodium glutamate used to be called Accept. That was what used to go in the big...
Yeah.
I assume I could still buy Accept now.
I bet you probably could.
I just haven't seen the can in a while, as we say.
No, because everybody started saying, oh, it's killing us with headaches or whatever.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I love it. All right.
Still the yellow label?
It's reddish
now.
Reddish. But so who's using MSG? Everybody? Is it works in certain...
I feel like you get hipster chefs that are really gravitating towards it again. You know what I mean? And ones that aren't doing, you know, everything organic, farm-to-table stuff, right?
Yep.
But like dudes that are putting pork belly and everything in Portland and things like that, they've accepted the MSG and it's... I mean, it has its place for sure. I don't think it's a bad thing.
The that's the other one we saw here. And then in the world of kind of home cooking, everything is air fryers and slow cookers.
Oh, I mean, that's for sure.
Just staying strong. I mean, air fryers popped
air
up the last few years.
Air fryers are just killing the game. And, you know, I was like, no, I know. What the heck do I need one for? You know, no. Then the old lady got one, and she cooks everything in it and it comes out great, so I'm like, I'm warming up to the idea.
I know doing something like taters and stuff and something like that is good, but give me an example of a couple of things that are coming out of the air fryer.
She gets like chicken thighs and chicken breasts, the skin on, she gets them perfectly crispy and so juicy every single time in that thing. Like, she cooks chicken better than I do in the old chef way, because it's like foolproof, I guess. I don't, you know, she got her time and temperature down just right, and boom, every single time. It's just that I'm impressed at the chicken cookery, because that's one of the hardest things to really cook properly.
Of course. It's a weird shaped thing.
Yeah.
And
man, they're just nailed every time. Her potatoes are crispy on the outside, fluffy in the middle. I still can't bring myself to try to cook real food in it. You know, I'll throw some pizza rolls in that mug or a leftover slice of pizza. But
so in the end, anything that, you know, if it's making people cook home food,
right,
and they're gonna do it more often because they don't have to wait so long,
right,
it's easier.
I know, I'm all for it. I still don't know how to work them, but you know, I mean, physically I know how to push the button and get it started. I'm just saying, like, as far as, you know, because I cook on mostly instincts,
right,
and I have none for that thing. I put it in there and I have no idea what's going on with it, and I have no idea what to do. So
the you know, the pressure cooker idea always made a good, you know, like it works. I understand the science of it, but I still think there's 57% of Americans don't want to use it because they think they're going to blow up their house.
Yeah,
I can see
with
that.
The pressure cooker. I mean, and pressure cookers are great, and I have nothing against them. I have one and I use it. There's nothing like the old way of slow coaxing out what you're trying to do. You know what I mean? Like, sure, you can throw some chuck roast in it and still have a pretty decent beef stew at the end of the day, but there's nothing like putting it on at 9 in the morning and then eating it at night and just really got everything out of it.
So it's funny. Then I saw something about one of my articles was about using more fermented ingredients.
Yeah.
And we just had black garlic here from Medi.
Black garlic's huge right now for sure. And it kind of goes with the kombucha thing too. I mean, there's a lot of, I mean, we were kind of doing a lot of fermentation play earlier, much earlier than now, but I think it's probably catching more on mainstream kimchi's now, an everyday word for people, right?
Yep.
I remember 10 years ago, if I told somebody here, try this, they'd think I was crazy. You know, people are starting to understand because you just hear fermenting. They think it's just rotten crap, right?
Then you have the gochujang stuff, right, is also becoming more popular.
Yeah. You know, more pickled things. I just think it's like, you know, Travis likes to do where he ferments fruits and stuff and puts it in the hot sauces. I mean, that's kind of a trend that's, he was a little ahead of the curve, but it's really catching on lately. So I see that for sure.
We only got a couple minutes left. I saw Matt, I'm glad you brought up, he was loading up the Bob Newhart theme song for the closing. It was 94.
I thought he died in the 90s.
I think a lot of people did until he showed back up in Elf as Papa Elf.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
he was in Horrible Bosses. Great cameo at the end of the movie.
Oh, that's right. Great, I creepy forgot cameo. All about that. Wow. I mean, he was very prominent in Elf, but yeah, I forgot he was in Horrible Bosses.
So, again, I know a lot of people, and it also matters, I think, your age, but I love the 80s show with him and Joanna owning the bed and breakfast in Vermont.
Yeah.
The Newhart show. Love that show.
This is my brother Daryl, my other brother Daryl.
Correct. And again, so think about this guy, right? Just an understated, low energy, kind of very creative.
Those low energy guys are funny, though.
Yep.
I mean, in their own way, it's just.
Accountant, baby, come on.
So it's so funny when I put a picture up of him in the Newhart show, and one of the listeners said, check out this YouTube. And it's funny, it's a lesser known cameo sketch he did on Mad TV.
No way.
Right?
He loved Mad TV.
And he is a psychologist guy. And Mo Gaffney, I think her name is, she's the actress. And she comes in and he goes, all right, here's the rule. It's only going to be, we're only going to be here for 2 minutes and $10 exact change. Then I'm going to say whatever it is. And then you have to leave.
Okay.
Right? And so she starts going through all of her problems. He just screams, stop it, at her. That's the I have these weird feeling of hatred towards my mother. Stop it! Right? And it's literally Bob Newhart yelling at her. That's pretty good. Hey, thanks for a nice show today.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
We did all garlic today almost, which is great. Thanks for the great food.
Yeah, so it was Italian voices yesterday and the garlic today. You really
got the good garlic.
Forget about it.
You know, we didn't say forget about it at all yesterday. Brought to you by the Pauly Walnuts Corporation. So, CJ, have a great weekend.
You as well, sir. Matt, you too, buddy.
Matt, thanks for all your work this week. Great job as always. And we'll see you next week. Dr. Ackerley is coming up with Sheriff Mark Lamb. Wakeys, have a great weekend. 10:30 The Voice.